are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
Hey guys, welcome back to the next episode of the SledSyn podcast. I'm rocking this episode solo, and it's been quite a few episodes, I don't know, 40 or 50 episodes, honestly, since I've rocked a solo one, but Kobe is currently down working in California, and Shay, I believe, didn't he say the 11th, Jeff? I think tomorrow Shay leaves for Singapore for like a week or so. So he's gone. And so I decided to do a little bit of a throwback and do some Q&A, answering some questions that have come in from Instagram. So this morning I put a poll on IG for some questions. So this might be, I don't know how long this episode is going to be, but we're just going to jump into some of the questions that were asked. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. All right. So the first question we've got from Biggie Boostin on Instagram, and he asks, do you guys have ambassador opportunities or will later on? So this, our ambassador program is something that we have kind of been working on in the background. As of right now, we do have three, SledSyn ambassadors. We've got Jose, we've got Gabe, and we've got Justin. And those were kind of just one-on-one in-person conversations. Jose lives here locally close to us, and he's a good riding buddy with us and stuff. So I brought the three of them in kind of just more so privately. Obviously they've publicly shared that they're ambassadors and stuff, but I kind of brought those three in as kind of like somewhat of a beta testing for our ambassador program. I think about 2 months ago, I sat down on the computer and I kind of built out what I want the program to look like. We very much intentionally, or our intentions are to definitely release a ambassador program. But I spent some time figuring out kind of what I want it to look like. So I'll speak a little bit to that right now. And this is something that we are going to release publicly to anybody and everybody that wants to fill out a form and become an ambassador for SledSyn. Like September, October, I think we will release that publicly. But yeah, so we kind of have the ambassador program split into two different options, essentially. So option one is you know, just your traditional ambassador program, a discount on some SledSyn swag. There'll be a little bit of involvement with SledSyn and the team. But then our second option, I won't release all the details right now, but essentially it will, in a way, be an opportunity for those of you that are interested to make a little bit of money inside the sledding industry. So I'm pretty excited. I haven't seen really anybody else release something like that. So I'm excited to get that out there. That's also going to come with a lot more perks as well. There's a little bit more into that program. For example, you're going to be put into a community with the entire SledSyn team. You're going to have a lot more one-on-one engagement, phone calls, messaging between myself, between Jeff, and then Kobe and Shay as well. And that can be regarding business stuff, conversations around camera gear. You know, that's obviously Jeff's lane. So Jeff is going to be in a position to, you know, kind of help answer some questions or give some ideas or concepts. Yeah, so you're going to have a lot more one-on-one engagement with the SledSyn team as a whole. And then there'll also be some perks for like when we host events or SledSyn rides. There'll be some more that I'll release, obviously, here publicly when the time comes. But to answer your question, Biggie Boostin. We very much will have an ambassador program, and we're going to release that probably after Hay Days. So September, October time this year. The next question comes in from Mr. Jeff Ware himself. He says, or asks, where does Sledson look like in, or what does Sledson look like in 5 years? Yeah, that's always an interesting question. Because people have asked me that before. You know, like, are you guys still going to be doing the podcast several years from now? Still selling merch and like having a brand and having athletes and all this kind of stuff. And honestly, to answer that, like this whole podcast concept originally started, we just wanted to shoot the shit with our boys and talk about snowmobiling. And then it very quickly, evolved into definitely more of a business avenue for us. This next year, season 4, is going to be a pretty large step up from season 3. But with that being said, we're kind of just taking the podcast season by season. And we don't really have any expectations. I mean, we have internally, like we have goals and we have like a mission and things that we want to achieve internally. But we're kind of also just going with the flow. You know, all 4 of us, so myself, Kobe, Shay, and Jeff, overall, like we still very much love doing the podcast and definitely want to continue into next season. So then at the end of that season, then we'll, you know, reconvene from there and see what the next move is. As far as the podcast is concerned, the overall brand of Sledson, like, I thoroughly enjoy the business aspect of Sledson. I thoroughly enjoy snowmobiling, obviously. And I think overall in the next 5 years, like I just want to achieve our overall like mission of expanding the sledding industry as a whole. So getting new people into the sport, getting more involved with avalanche centers, more involved with, local groups, snowmobile clubs. In the future, I am going to be talking about a podcast regarding land closure stuff. So there's an avenue that I want to get involved in fighting for, you know, our rights to have our land open to continue to ride on. So I definitely see Sledson kind of branching out and being more involved in things like that. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. 5 years is a long time, and I think we're just kind of taking it season by season. I mean, I know myself personally, I know like the things that I want to achieve within the brand, and some of those things I'm just not going to disclose publicly. But yeah, we're kind of just really going with the flow and having fun with it as much as we possibly can. I mean, obviously there's some business responsibility that come with that, but I know myself that I thoroughly enjoy that stuff. So yeah, I just want to continue to push and evolve. We've got a rock solid team between the 4 of us, and I think that we are capable of achieving some pretty cool things within the space. So, another thing I will say too is that I have my mind kind of on, some different parts for snowmobiles. One of them specifically, I haven't seen anybody in the space do yet. Yeah, so I want to try to, I don't know, do something with that. So, I mean, we'll see where it goes. I mean, like I said,
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products, and use SledSyn24 at checkout for a discount.
That was kind of a long-winded answer to that, but that's my answer. Gabe, like I mentioned, one of our ambassadors, he asks, why are you not riding with us this weekend? So actually Gabe and our other ambassador, Justin, are riding in Albany Lodge this weekend. I've talked to both of them here the last week and a half, 2 weeks or so. And the reason as to why I'm not over there this weekend with you guys is because I don't feel like driving 14 hours, since we just did that a few weeks ago. So, and I'll talk more a little bit about this at the end of the episode here, but my season is over. I'm done riding. Fortunately, I just sold my boost last weekend to a kid over in Idaho. I'm keeping the 9R146, but she's pretty much put away. This weekend, I'm taking the deck out of my truck, and yeah, I'm done for the season. So that's why I'm not with you guys this weekend. Sorry, unfortunately. this next question comes from Cooler Freshies, Jaden Ballard. He asks, how big are you? I'm just going to say I'm 5'11 and 195 pounds. So we'll just go with that. Mr. Kobe, one of our athletes, he asks, what's your continued and or new favorite piece of riding gear or clothing? You know, honestly, probably the biggest new item for me this season, about like halfway through the season I got it, was the new Climb heated vest. And I've never been much of a vest guy casually or for riding gear until I got that. And that is hands down probably my favorite all-time piece of gear for riding. Because my arms don't really get very cold, hardly ever. So it's nice to just have the vest and then obviously the heated. If it's really cold on the ride out, turn that sucker on. I usually always turn it on the ride back. Warm up your core. It's probably my favorite piece for sure right now. For those of you that are not watching, I'm currently reading these through my phone right now, so hence the pauses. The next question comes in from the 850 Brown Bandit, Mr. Jose, one of our other ambassadors. He asks, why is the Marlin deck your choice for carrying your weapons around all winter? Jose, that's a good question. So I've been rocking the Marlin sled deck for, I believe this is my fifth season. This was my first season as a sponsored rider ambassador for Marlin. But yeah, I mean, it was my first choice when I was originally even looking for sled decks. I just liked the look of it originally and then got it. And like I said, I've been running it for 5 years. And so the reason why I continue to run Marlin is, I mean, it's simple, it looks good, and it just works. The durability is great on it. This year on the new deck, they've got that seal kit that goes around like the top of the bed of your pickup. Cause before without that, like snow and road grime and all that stuff can, you know, get inside the bed of your pickup. And it's really nice in general, just to like keep whatever's in the bed of your pickup, dry. But a big thing for us is like, you know, with the podcast and whatnot, we typically are hauling around a lot of, valuable items. Now I will say most of our stuff, because it is so expensive, we, you know, pretty much put everything in Pelican cases and stuff. So it's already all pretty protected. But it is nice to have peace of mind. I mean, that none of our stuff is wet, when we go to unload it. So that's a huge added benefit, for me this season. But yeah, I mean, it's just, the quality of the build is super good. All the aluminum, they look really sleek, you know, driving down the road. Yeah, it's an overall just a banger of a sled deck, and I really, really like it. So that's why I choose to run Marlin. Another question from Jose. Does the deck get slick when it's covered in snow and ice? No. So I've never had any issues. I mean, obviously, like when you get a fresh dump of snow overnight or whatever, you know, shoveling it off, but it's got, you know, that hard plastic with, I don't know what the correct term of it is, but, what would you call those, Jeff? Like the traction pad things that you're running the skis up on that you can walk up on the ramp and stuff, but they're super grippy and they bite into your boots. I mean, I wear my just regular street shoes on it and stuff and have never had any issues with slipping. And Jose's next question, he asks, what gangster is going to be rocking that sexy ass Marlin next year? Well, pretty sure you already know the answer to that, Jose. It's going to be you, dog. So next question coming in from Shay. He asks, what's Sledson's outlook for next year? So this next season. So a little bit of backstory before I answer that. Like, we internally, between the four of us and the team, we had some pretty decent goals going into this season. So for example, like, both Shay and Kobe invested pretty heavily in a full camera setup, cases, laptops, editing software, all of the above. And it was a big thing for us to start creating more writing content. Cause I mean, the podcast is cool and it's gotten us to where we're at and we all thoroughly enjoy it, but it's also pretty cool to make writing content. We also obviously enjoy filming it in the first place, but, and it's sexy too, right? Like, clips of doing bow ties and all that kind of stuff. Like, that is a lot more liable to get, a lot more attention on social platforms. And so we really internally, the four of us, like, we really wanted to ramp up our writing content this year. However, we all kind of just bombed that this season. And that was pretty much due to the terrible snow year that we had, which I know a lot of you listening were faced with that as well. I mean, there was definitely some good days and some good areas and stuff. For me specifically, you know, Jeff and I ride a lot of the same areas and around the same time sometimes. Same with Shay and Kobe a little bit too, but I mean, Kobe definitely has his groups, and he has his own rides that he goes on, and Shay has family up in Washington that he goes and rides with and stuff. So I can't really speak too much to, you know, some of their riding days, but I don't know, man, this year overall was just, like, I still had fun. I traveled more than I ever had in a season. I got to check a lot of really cool boxes off for places that I've never been before. But it seemed like almost all those places I went, like, the snow was just not very good. So, you know, it's just, it's a lot harder to make cool content when the snow is pretty crappy. So it kind of brought the morale down of, you know, really wanting to film a lot of writing content. So I say all of that first to say that hopefully this year, this upcoming next season, the snow is a totally different story for us. So that is, if that's the case, then, I mean, that's obviously probably our biggest priority, I think, going into this next season, outside of the podcast, obviously, is increasing our writing content. And, you know, we have a pretty cool asset within the team. His name is Jeff, who knows a thing or two about cameras. So, you know, it's vital for the three of us to be able to utilize that as a resource from Jeff to be able to not only, you know, work our way around a camera, but also the creative aspect. Mosquito flying in your lens, Jeff. Not only around the creative aspect, working our way around a camera, but then also within editing as well too. I have a little bit more experience with the editing side of things than Kobe and Shay. I don't think they really have any. So that's a big goal for me personally, and what I want the team to focus on going into this next year. Obviously, like I said earlier, we definitely are going to ramp up some things within the podcast. So it'll be interesting to see where that takes us for season four. We also want to try to host some more events. So whether that's like a giveaway ride or just one or two like overall Sledson meetup rides. And then obviously we're going to release this ambassador program, coming up this next season as well. So, you know, that might spin up some events around that as well. So I don't know. I think that there's, we have a lot of exciting things on our plate. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be for us, it's going to be full steam ahead. So, and we're going to be on some new sleds too. So Kobe and Jeff and myself all ordered, some 25s. So we're looking forward to that as well too. So this is another question from Shay, and it's geared actually towards you guys, the listeners and viewers. What events do you guys feel Sled Sins should attend or be a part of, and why? So we'll cut this and go ahead and give us your answers in the comments below. Another question from Shay. He asks, whose sled is the fastest? So we can probably assume it's yours, Shay, since you have a stage 3 kit on your boost, but none of us drag raced this season. So I'm going to answer that with, I don't know. I'm not quite sure whose is the fastest. I've got several questions from Shay. Shout out to him for putting in so many questions for us. Shay asks, who's winning the Stanley Cup this year? And so my answer to that, winning the Stanley Cup this year is probably going to be Jeff's favorite team, the New York Giants. I was kidding. That's a joke. I realize that that's a football team and we're talking about hockey. But that just goes to show, also on a serious note, it's the Las Vegas Knights. And Shay, Shay knows this as well. I could care less about pretty much all forms of sports. I can't say the same for the other boys. That stuff I just don't really pay much attention to.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with Sled Send. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of Sled Send. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out sledsend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Another question from Shay. He asks, who do you look at as an inspiration in the snowmobile world and why? I'm going to take this a different way. This might be kind of conceited, but honestly, a big inspiration within the snowmobile industry or snowmobile world is, for me, is us. That sounds kind of conceited, but the reasoning for that is... I really, really like the path that we've taken within the industry. And I also have an immense amount of faith within the four of us. So my favorite aspect of this whole thing called Sled Send is actually the team, the four of us. So I just, I take a lot of inspiration from the three other guys. The four of us are constantly communicating on concepts, ideas, thoughts. And I can't speak for Shay and Kobe, what they're doing, one-on-one, between each other, no homo. but you know, I definitely have I definitely have a lot of one-on-one conversations back and forth with Jeff. For those of you that don't know, Jeff is the creative director of Sled Send. And so him and I are constantly on the phone having conversations, ideas, whether it be regarding sponsorship stuff, content things, podcast episodes, whatever. And I just feel, I don't know, I feel like we're in our own lane. Take that however you want to. But yeah, the team is a big inspiration to me. So. Last and I think final question from Shay is, he asks, what's the KD looking like on Rebirth Island? 2.3 kill death ratio. Jeff, what's yours? 0.7? 0.4? A 1? That's not too bad. I honestly don't know what my KD is. It's definitely not a 2. I actually have not played Call of Duty in like over a year. I used to play a ton. I used to skip days in high school just to stay home and play Call of Duty. But usually in my adult life here in the last few years, if I do play, it's typically only during the winter. That's just because it's dark early and there's not household chores to do outside and stuff. So I'm usually would play in the wintertime, but this season I didn't actually play at all, and I never play in the summertime. So that's my answer to that, Shay. Another question coming in from 920 Builds LLC, Mr. Matt. He asked, how do I become an ambassador for you all? So if you have been listening this far in the episode, you already have the answer to your question. So that'll be released, like I said, September, October of this year. It's another question from the Brown Bandit. He asks, can we send Frank our running boards for some Carbon Pursuit running board braces? So the reasoning for Jose's asking that question is Jose and I went and rode a couple weeks ago, and we were hitting a jump. I had hit it a couple times, and we were filming each other, and then Jose took a couple runs at it, and I don't know, I think it was maybe like his third hit or something. He went off of it and landed normally, like everything was fine. But when he landed on the running boards, we didn't find out until later, until actually Jeff was on it. But he, Jose broke, the left running board. So at the back, where it like bolts into the side of the tunnel, the bolt's fine, but the housing, around the end of the running board broke. So it was drooping a little bit. So, Jose, I will let you reach out to Frank from Carbon Pursuit directly and ask him that question. And we'll see what Frank says. Okay. So this is our last question, for right now. So like I said, this is going to be a shorter episode, but Jeff came in with another question, and he says, not a question, but give us your best impression of Sketch. So what's up, brother? Special teams, special plays, special players. Sketch is quite a character. If you've been on the internet at all, I'm sure you're aware of Sketch. Yeah, what's up, brother? It's so funny how viral it's gone. He's quite the character. So yeah, that ends our Q&A, or questions from Instagram. Jose just texted me. He said, I submitted that carbon fiber running board braces question, but I'm asking for a friend. Well, too late. I just spilt the beans on you, Jose, so we all know that it was for you. Yeah, so that wraps up our Q&A. Like I said, it was going to be a shorter episode. Rocking it solo. The boys are gone. So we just wanted to throw back and do this. So we will probably do one or two more of that style. We might also do some call-ins. So we can Bluetooth your phone call to the board, and we can hear you and talk with you live in real time on an episode. So we only have, let's see. So our last episode for wrapping up season 3 is going to be the Friday, May 3rd. So we only have 1, 2, 3. After this episode, we only have 3 more episodes to go. So with that being said, if you guys want to do a call-in episode, send us a message. And whether that's on Instagram, Facebook, if you're new to the Sled Send podcast, it's your first episode you're listening to. All of our social media channels are just at Sled Send. So feel free to send us a DM on any one of those platforms. I pay very close attention to all of those. So we'll get back to you if you want to jump on a phone call and do an episode with us. Yeah, that's about all I have. I don't have any more really updates. I kind of mentioned that I'm done riding for the season, unfortunately. Like I had kind of already touched on, it was a fine season. It was as far as like snow conditions. You know, this was my first year on a boost, and I feel like I didn't even put it to work. There was a couple days where were pretty epic and the snow was pretty good, but definitely no like 5-6 feet deep of fresh powder. I didn't have anything like that this season, so that's kind of unfortunate. But I mean, the reality of it is like we're snowmobilers and that's just part of the game we play. We had no control over that, obviously, so we have to make the best of what we're given. So I mean, overall, it was a minus the snow, it was a kick-ass season. I mean, we did the first ever sled send ride. I traveled to Montana twice, Idaho a few times, McCall twice. This is my first time going to McCall. Went to Island Park with Justin Ponzer, and then rode out of his local area where he lives there in Idaho. So that was a new place for me as well. We went to Albany Lodge, so that was my first time riding in Wyoming. Got to ride the 25 Polaris's. So a lot of really, really cool experiences and met a lot of cool people along the way throughout all of that. So overall, I mean, the season was super sick in that regard. But yeah, hoping for better snow next season. So, and now that the season is over, my depression can begin. I'm not a huge fan of summer or sweating or heat. And so, I mean, I'm sitting around waiting for the snow to fly already, and it's April something right now, April 10th. So yeah, we'll wrap this episode up. I appreciate you guys tuning in for this episode. Like I said, we only have a few more left. So if there's something specific you want us to talk about, or like I said, if you want to jump on a phone call and tune in on an episode, reach out to us and let us know. But yeah, so we'll wrap this episode up and we will catch you guys on the next one. Appreciate you guys being here.